City Talk Breakfast. The kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Radio City Talk.
Right, got Mark Quayle in the studio and joining us on the line. And hopefully he had the house decked out as well last night because England were in action. Stewie Barlow. Morning to you, Stewie.
Morning, Steve. Morning, Quayle. How are we?
Morning, Stewie. You okay?
Yes, fine. And the flag was up.
Was it?
Yeah, of course.
Good man.
Every England game, you know the stuff.
What time did the flag go up?
It always goes up about 6:30, 6:45, something like that.
Get the atmosphere going. Get me
England suit on and all that.
Good
England
man.
Suit. For anyone who doesn't know, he's got a giant England flag. So it's a giant St George's cross, isn't it? And you basically put it on the side of the house, but you're hoping to get a mast up in the front of your garden. And you can hoist it up on that.
That's a great idea. I'll let you put it to safety, though.
You've got to have planning permission, I think, because Donald Trump's just won his appeal for his flag in Scotland. But
Oh, gosh. Right, what's your thoughts on England and Gareth Southgate, first of all? Are you happy about all that?
I think we spoke a while back, Steve, when Allardyce went. And, you know, it was one of them, I thought. I personally thought it was a step sideways, you know, in getting a job. But the bottom line is he's done okay. He's got some decent results. And apart from the last, from the 89th minute onwards, last night, it was a fantastic result against a great team, Spain, obviously. You know, I know there was a couple of changes, but pretty much the other strong side. And, you know, apart from the last few minutes, it would have been a great result. And, you know, it looks like he's going to step into the job. Whether he deserves it is down to the FA, but It's one of them. The bottom line is, Steve, long as England go on and win a lot of games and maybe go on and win a tournament, eventually it doesn't matter who's the manager. You know, if he gets the job, it's like Donald Trump getting the presidency in America. They've got to get behind him. If Gareth Southgate gets the job, we'll all get behind him. I'm the same as well. You know, I didn't want him to get the job, but if he does, which it looks like he probably will today or the next couple of days, I'll be fully behind him.
That's ingenious. Comparing it to Donald Trump. I haven't heard that so far, but that's absolutely brilliant, is it? No one wanted it, but it's happened now, so get behind it.
No one wanted him, yeah. I think his CV is patchy when it comes to naming someone for the England job. It is patchy, Stewie, isn't it? I mean, you know, it's not someone who would jump right off the page, but then again, it's someone who's steeped now in how the FA do things and how it works behind the scenes. So there could be some, you know, argument that side. Time will tell. I always say, for me, it doesn't matter who it is, it's a difficult job because of the culture of our football, how we play our club game is so vastly different to the national game.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, just going back to, I think when he was at Middlesbrough, he didn't cover himself in glory there or go on to win any trophies, anything like that. So, you know, he got the job in the 21s at England, and as you say, you know, it's to say whether he's good or bad, we'll judge, we'll give him time. It's like when managers get new jobs, and you know, what you've got to do is give them time. And I certainly will as an England fan, and I fully hope that we go on to win the next tournament or the tournament after. And if he is the manager, that's great. I was speaking to someone the other day, and they were asking about North England and stuff, and they were saying, what do you think about being an England manager? You know, an England manager being English. I said, well, to be honest, I don't really care. As long as we go on to do well in the tournament. And but the bottom line is, looking at the last few tournaments, He can only go one way, really, can't he? Because we've been knocked out pretty early doors in the last two tournaments, so it can only be positive for him. And I read a thing yesterday. It was saying about his salary was pretty low as well. I mean, it was $1 million a year, which is very, very high. Really, you know what I mean? But compared in relative terms to the last couple of managers, it's a really, really low salary. And you know, hopefully he said to them, look, you know, give me a low salary, I'll prove it with results and maybe go on to win a tournament and then maybe reward them then, which I think with, in a way, if it is true, it's a good way to go. You know, if Gareth Southgate's on, you know, a low contract, and what you've got to do then is prove to them, right, look, you know, I can triple my contract if I go on to do something really, really, really well with the country.
He's not got it yet anyway, has he?
It's a bit
sort of jobs for the boys as well, though, isn't it? Because you know we'll get it. And also we were talking about Graham Lasso getting a job in terms of the panel.
Where's it come from?
You sort of think, where are these people coming from that end up in these jobs?
Yeah,
I know, mate. What are you saying, job for the boys? He's, you know, he's been down the FA since he left Middlesbrough, and he stepped up, he's gone up through the ranks and stuff like that. And he's a nice fella, you know, he comes across as a really nice fella, and, you know, he probably makes a nice cup of tea in the boardroom, doesn't he? And he looks after people. But, listen, as I said again, I'm fully, get the job, but I will be fully behind him.
I just feel with where we're at, because of what happened, because of the sour taste that Sam Allardyce left in everybody's mouths, that we're kind of just happy to accept now a nice guy, a normal guy, someone who maybe won't have any skeletons in the closet, so to speak. And that, for me, is you know, go back 4 or 5 months ago when we were failing in the summer, and it was like, we need to get the best man. I didn't think Sam Allardyce was the best man, but there were certain aspects that you could argue for. His organisational skills, his attention to detail, the things he's carried out at lower level clubs and taking them to success. I could understand the argument for that. With Southgate, I just feel like it's such a panicked decision, but we're so tarnished and we're so maybe hurt, and the FA as an institution are, that they just want to give it to someone who they can trust.
Yeah, possibly that's the reason, Quayle. You know, we'll never know that. You know, whatever they say, they'll just say, yeah, I'd imagine over the next couple of days, they'll come out and say, well, he's got some good results. We gave him 4 games and he hasn't had a defeat, so he deserves the job, which is, you know, they've got to say the right things, aren't they? We don't know what goes on behind closed doors and stuff like that. But as you say about Sam Allardyce, I mean, you know, what's he doing interviews? You know, you're the England manager. You're at the top of the tree, aren't you? You know, you can't go any higher, really, as far as manager is concerned. And
when I've cast... Sorry, Stewie.
Especially being England, you know what I mean? If you manage to see Sam Marino, obviously, you know, it's a lot different to England. You know, you're at the top of the tree. And to go on and do an interview, and, you know, obviously, he probably deeply regrets that as an England manager. And as you say, maybe they just sort of, you know, sort of agree with you in ways that they're getting back on track. But as an England fan, you know, you ask anyone, I wouldn't care if whatever country they came from or whatever religion, if they went on to win a trophy and produce results, it doesn't matter who it is, but, you know, it looks like we're going to be stuck with Southgate.
Do you think the players have had an influence? I've noticed one or two comments saying that Gareth should get the job and he's the man for the job, and, you know, I think Wayne...
No, it makes me laugh. It's always the players who are in the team.
Exactly. It's the ones who get picked. Yeah.
I think his first game, or he's played Daniel Sturridge a couple of times, and after the first game he played, he was stating the paper going, oh, yeah, everything's great. Listen, we've all been there. You've been around football, and you know that it happens, doesn't it? When a player, if you're not on the team, you hate the manager. If you're in the team, you love the manager, and you're going to say things. But
I think that's had an influence, hasn't it? You know, these are things that all go into the mix, and I know that officially and behind the scenes, they will say, oh, no, we're not paying any attention to what Wayne Rooney's saying or Daniel Sturridge.
Well,
they, of course, because they will sit down, and there'll be a part of them that will hold their hands up and say, Wayne Rooney knows more than me about what should a good manager should be.
He's making us feel good in the dressing room. Right, right. So the downside of yesterday was the injury to Adam Lallana. Got a tweet in here. Andrew says, waking up to Lallana being injured has to be one of the worst wake-ups. Let's hope he's available on Saturday. Reese also says, I despise pointless international friendlies. Gigi injured last time. Lallana going off injured last night. Hopefully he's okay. So that was the downside. The upside... we're seeing Aaron Cresswell come on to make his England debut. So Tranmere lad made good. Last week, of course, we had a scout on, Ian Thompson, who was there when he was growing up and followed him throughout his career. It's an incredible story, this, isn't it, Stewie? Aaron Cresswell, one-time Tranmere lad, now England cap.
Yeah, superb, mate. I mean, it's obviously, you know, it's great to see any young kid coming through and getting into the England ranks, going from the lower leagues, you know, like Ricky Lambert as well. I played with Ricky at Stockport and going through and then scoring that winner against Scotland, the 3-2 game a couple of seasons ago. And also Aaron Cresswell, as you say. I remember when he was at Tranmere and thinking, this kid stands out, you know what I mean? You knew he had something and you knew he was going to go to higher levels. But, you know, as again, he's gone to the top. He's got his little... I think he got a chance a while back, didn't he? Or was he going to be in the squad and he was injured or something? Or under Sam Allardyce, I was watching the game and he said... I think Allardyce was sort of saying he's going to be round the squad, and he got injured or suspended, and then, you know, he's got a chance last night. I know it was only on for 10, 12 minutes, but the bottom line is he's got his first England cap, and, you know, things can only get better from there. And, you know, as you say again, it's magnificent, and being a local lad as well.
Steve Hoddesall's kickoff. This is Radio City Talk.